See if Nicole is ready.
We're good to go.
Nicole has just turned on the tape recorder, so everything that we say is now being recorded. Just so
aren't
you know.
We lucky?
Does everyone have an agenda, shall we review it? Our agendas are always very simple, so why don't we just go with this agenda, if that's okay with people? And I will call it to order. We are missing both Julie and Tracy, but we have a quorum to proceed, as far as I know, and do decision-making that comes before us. So we'll go straight to review city attorney memo. And who is that, you?
That's me.
Okay.
And I've had communication back and forth today with our city attorney, mm-hmm. and they are not ready to make a decision. It's mm-hmm. very, very complicated. The attorneys are going to be here this afternoon, mm-hmm. and we actually have a meeting scheduled with David Marshall mm-hmm. and the two attorneys that are working on it.
Okay.
And I think they're getting closer.
Okay.
But
now, when you say they're not ready to, and I do apologize that I missed last
but they're
one,
not
so
ready,
I might not be up to
they're
speed
not
about
ready
what's
to
wrong.
Let us know what restrictions they feel need to be placed on the fund.
Right.
So regardless right. of
legally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Regardless of irregardless. This application will need to reflect whatever restrictions they deem necessary.
Sure.
It won't eliminate the process that we need to go through to take applications, because there will be some projects out there that will qualify to fit those restrictions. We may have to reword this to fit that restriction.
Okay.
You know, this is fairly open.
Okay.
For a little bit broader that we're hoping for to be broader.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have to limit the restrictions down to that very finite definition of what a tourist facility is,
sure.
meaning convention center, meaning those little mm-hmm. things in there, mm-hmm. then that, so be it. That's what we'll mm-hmm. do, and we'll take applications based on that. But, you know, that those restrictions, well, we can actually even just insert if we need to. So whether or not we have to have another meeting or not, I don't know. It depends on how far we get today.
And do you think that by the end of today, since you're going to be dealing with it later on in today, do you think there might be more answers that we can
yes.
just submit a memo to this group and say, here's what happened?
The attorney told me in an email this morning that our city attorney told me that they should have some kind of an inclination about information
okay.
about where we are
okay.
at the end of the day today.
Well,
and they'll put
great.
That into a memo, and we'll just send that out to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can proceed, and we can start setting up timelines and that kind of thing. It sounds like.
There's
Tracy.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry about that.
We are just now getting started, Tracy. We just had the word that the city attorney meeting is happening later today, so we don't have a full pass on the wording, but we will have it very soon. And we'll share that with everybody, you know, ASAP. And so we're going to move on to the hopefully revised and moving very close to final editing of our application document, and I, you know, like I say, I apologize that I might have missed on some of the things that were done, but top of it, I just had minor comments that maybe it should say instructions and application, or guidelines and application, or something. Because there are, in the first two pages, quite a bit of explanatory material.
Okay. I like that. So you mean as a category, like?
Well, see, the application, does the application start after the general section, or?
Well,
actually,
I
this is different than I looked at online, too.
Well, what you have is what we've been drafting.
Yeah,
The first page is an addition to get the starting information.
Right.
What we've been drafting is the stuff that's behind it.
Yes.
And
yes.
so some okay. of the stuff that came, and it's on the first page, is mm-hmm. inappropriate or needs to be tweaked a bit, because it came from the county's application
mm-hmm.
As a starting point to put it down. Everything else is...
Yeah, this very first paragraph is kind of just a copy of what was...
Yeah.
Well, the very first you know, I think everybody would agree that the very opening wording is the most important. Really being clear, really knowing what you're, you know, what you're doing, what you're looking at. And so I'm just kind of wondering if we should call it the instructions and application, because there's nothing further beyond this that the applicants are going to get as far as their instructions or guidance. Is that correct? Does anybody?
Right. So you're just saying right at the very top, so tourism facility fund grant instructions and application?
I think that might be helpful, because as you read it, you read more than just an application. You read how to read definitions and how instructions. Sure. What I would call instructions.
Yeah.
So if that's, I mean, that's a, it's a little piddly thing, but it's just, you know, trying to help make the top page really the best that we can.
And I'm thinking about this after seeing this come back through from Peggy. Peggy and I sat down and did this the other day. That first sentence probably should just be deleted.
Yes.
This is not the total application, blah, 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 don't you think?
Yeah.
Yes, because we are asking for additional materials in terms of their budget and financials.
Yeah. It's so contradictory with something later.
Let's cross out the first line. I love it when we take stuff out.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than adding stuff, isn't it? Let the lawyer add stuff. And one application per entity, you know, I think it needs to be said, but maybe it's not your opening. It's not
Your opening.
Yeah,
it's not your opening sentence.
Statement.
I think we have to move it.
Okay.
And the next sentence I would cut, simply because I think it's adequately addressed elsewhere in terms of the instructions when they get to doing the narrative.
Yeah.
But you just say leave out only one?
Only one application per entity allowed needs to be moved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, moved. It's you want to have a nice opening statement.
Or make it the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make it the last one rather in this paragraph rather than the first one.
Probably don't need to put allowed, even for that matter, cross one word.
Right, and I would also cross out the next sentence, answer questions completely, because I think that's covered.
We already covered that later, yeah.
Okay.
So start with applications will be considered on project merits.
Merits, and then put the only one at the end of the paragraph.
Okay.
I would even up the length of the line so they look nice. All those lines. Doesn't look like when they're all uneven in length, so you just make them even at the end.
Yeah.
What, I guess the question here comes up. I thought they wanted a e-copy too.
Well, that's actually what we put in under the project description. What you might want to do is move some of the information. You want answers, total narrative should not exceed 5 pages, that's there, but we also put some information about the copies and the flash drive there. Okay. Do we want to move that to the first page? Question.
Well, I'm just curious, why it sounds like you are requiring that it has to be basically typed or handwritten application here.
Well, what I would do is I would take under project description, the first paragraph, there is a sentence, the applicant should respond in 12-point single-spaced text, the last sentence, and move that paragraph, that sentence, to be right after only one application per entity allowed. Put it into the first paragraph.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right, it's on page 3 now, which is crazy.
Well, it's because it came in under the project description.
Okay.
There. Just move that sentence.
Starting with the applicant should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think there's an extra D in there too, right? And provide 10 doubles.
Provide. Well, I thought we crossed that out earlier.
10 doubles.
It didn't get kept
okay.
in.
Okay.
Okay. So the last sentence in project description is going to get moved to, it'll say only one applicant per entity allowed, and then it'll have
the applicant should respond
in 12-point single-spaced text. Okay.
And take the comma out after single-spaced, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a comment.
Yeah.
That was supposed to go
too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Summary
description. Okay.
Just to let you know too. I mean, as an example, the attachments you want in hard copy. The business plan for the aquatic park is about 60 pages. So you're going to go.
Oh.
Well, so on attachments.
If you want the executive summary.
On attachments, you want to say provide one copy?
On attachments, quite often, they ask for one copy, but I don't know about this one. I mean...
The aquatic park has a 60-page. What is the estimated business plan for everybody else? Is it going to be 60 pages or is it going to be 10?
Probably less, but at least 40, 30, 40.
Well, the reason, I mean, part of the... I guess maybe you might think about how you state business plan, including a budget, because for the aquatic park, it's non-existent. Other organizations already have
If you get the fair thing, it'll be non-existent, too.
Yeah.
So that'll be a huge business plan, I would imagine.
Yeah, they have to somehow explain how they intend to make it work, and that usually means...
I don't know. Even the aquarium will, if they... could possibly submit a fairly large proposal.
Well, is there a summary?
You can get a summary.
Do most business plans have a summary?
Yeah. Well, you could say you'd like to, and of course it's available, you'd have one on electronically, you can look at it.
Yeah.
So executive summary, you want to see maybe the budget and the description and pertinent data, but the backup data and examples of, a lot of it's, when you do a business plan, you have a lot of examples.
So number three on attachments could be a business plan, executive summary, including a budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense, everybody?
I mean, it's up to that.
I don't know that you want 10 copies.
It's not just the paper. I'm just thinking of the time. Of the volunteers reading it. You can't ask them to read that much.
No.
I mean, it goes through how many lockers and towels and
Right.
Right. So, a summary can be done. It is up to the organization to decide what's the most important. And so I just wonder, should we ask for a suggested page limit or not even get that far?
Executive summaries aren't usually more than 10 or 5 or 6. Because if you're looking for grants, people don't want to read the whole thing.
So you could say an executive summary of the business plan.
Including a budget?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we could. And I think it would be more...
And then if we wanted to know more, we could ask.
Right. Right.
And because there is a provision made for that, we will definitely be hearing a presentation and we may be contacting the applicant. That gives the committee members the ability to find out whatever they don't feel they got.
Sure.
It's not the end of the world.
Well, it's just the hard copy, but you can get it electronically if you feel like you need it individually. Sure. Go look and you can research it.
And it could be that the committee members would ask for, I want to have access to the business plan. I just want to make sure this one thing is in there, that I didn't see.
You asked for them to include it on a thumb drive, so they could include the business plan on a thumb drive and we could pull it up on a screen.
Sure.
But I thought the point was, if you have too much information, you overload the volunteers, right?
That's the concern.
Why we're not asking for it, because they may assume, since they included it, that we've given it a full review and know that we...
Then we might want to just say, if we want you to make it available,
right?
It's more like the make available wording instead of assuming that we'll read
right.
it. I think so. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But does the wording executive summary cover that that's all that we're requiring?
Yeah. And if you want to put a page limit on executive summary, or just call it executive summary?
Okay.
That's
fine.
I mean, like in my business plan, my executive summary is probably 3 pages long.
Okay.
I mean, some of them can't. Right. They can be longer, but they can be pretty short, too.
Okay.
You try to get them out.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Well, since we do, we are moving things from page to page, I don't want to skip too far from page one and try to, like I say, I think it deserves more time than the rest of the pages.
Well, the reason why you have, a thing up here, no email or fax. So email, to me, indicates that you don't want to let electronic copies is what it looks like.
You could tie up a fax machine with 100 pages.
Well, the fax, no one uses those anymore, but they do email, which is basically an electronic form of the application.
Right. And so that depends on both the city and the committee. In what form would you guys like to review it?
Well, you say that they have to provide 10 double-sided hard copies and one electronic hard copy. If they email it, they might expect us to print that. So
you don't want them to email it.
No.
Or fax it.
Okay, then that stands as is.
Yeah.
As is. Okay. And it is very clear. It says not be accepted. And yes. Not is capitalized. Mm-hmm. So I think we're doing okay.
Hold
on that
underline if you really wanted to make the point.
Well, I guess where did you read that little
on
thing?
On page 3, it says the applicant.
So and that might be something
that
moved
to
page 1.
We moved that to the front.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we already moved
all right,
it.
Good.
Oh, yes, we did move
and
that.
And it says, and one electronic copy on a flash drive.
All right,
drive.
That's where it should
okay.
be up front.
Yeah, it should be up front.
Thank you.
Also, I think that the first paragraph of our application should be on the first, is part of the instruction list that should be on the first page or on the first page.
The
4-point item immediately at the top. The application, I would say that the name, the part that's the name of the applicant, the lines for them to fill in is, they should switch places. Because that information is part of the application, while this is part of the instructions.
That's a good idea.
Also, I think they have total project budget, but we don't ask anywhere on this line the amount requested, so we need that too.
Oh, yeah, right up front.
Okay, right up front. So I would.
Amount requested.
Right. I would move the name first through amount requested and move that over as part of the application and put the 1 through 4 on the first page.
So this, is the, so this is the second
take
page?
Take this.
To the second page.
The bio stuff and put it right here.
Okay.
And take this stuff and put it in that in place of it.
Yeah, just switch places.
And I don't think you need a fax number anymore.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't eliminate it. I still use a fax.
Do you? Okay.
It may not be primary anymore, but it's still some people use a fax.
I don't know. You guys use fax at all anymore?
So? I don't. I email everything.
Yeah. I do because I don't have a scanner.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But anyways.
Okay, so leave the fax number in there.
We'll leave it.
If we don't use it, we don't use it, but it's information that doesn't hurt anybody.
Okay.
And I think what Margaret's getting at is that once we get them back, the top page is superfluous, so we throw that away. They don't return the top page to us. They keep that. That's their instructions.
Right. Yeah, what you can do then is instead of having the first page can be labeled instructions, this is a labeled application. The instructions
that's
don't
a good
necessarily
idea.
Have
yeah.
to come back. You can have it as a single sheet, pack of five, and it's still.
Yeah, so you have instructions on the first page, and the next one is the actual application.
And okay. Like I said, you staple everything else together, but not this one, okay?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do people feel good about that improvement and making this one purely? I think it's a very good improvement, and it really clarifies that you're looking at a page worth of instructions. You should read the whole page, et cetera, et cetera. Hello.
Hey,
welcome. So then page 2, the tourism facilities grant application materials, that headline stands as is. Is that?
You could just say, you don't need the word materials, do you?
Just
say application.
Okay, there
then,
we go.
And then immediately you would have the bio information.
The bio information.
Yeah.
Yes.
The name of applicant organization, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Then general starts the...
Yeah.
And that is a specific instruction to that section, so we leave it where it is.
I
so
yeah.
We're not at page 1.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I wasn't ready to move off page 1. I had a couple comments before.
Let's go back to page 1.
Yeah. There was a couple for me just trying to be, you know, reading it as somebody who would be reading the application. The project is ready to break ground. And then on the second page, is it improvement of real property? And then on the third page, project funds are planning, design, construction, post-completion. As far as when somebody reads to see if they're even qualified, is it going to be a physical property at what stage, or is it necessary or not? I mean, to me, I was confused, you know, reading it as, you know.
Because they're not parallel with each other all through the document.
Right.
Well,
then it's like breaking ground versus improvement versus design and planning and post-completion. So there are three different areas of physicality of a project versus do you have to be a physical, I think we talked about this real property thing before too, you know, are you real property?
Well, unfortunately that's what's in the statute. And it depends on what the legal requirement is, because it has to be real property improved for 10 years.
Well,
but in an improvement, they may not. They may look at the break ground words and go, "Boy, my improvement is not adding square footage. It's adding something to the facility."
It's basically ready to start, so you need a different term rather than break ground, because break ground implies that you're starting with it, that kind of project.
Right. Yeah, but no, I think it's too narrow right there.
Yeah, break ground is a little tighter.
Begin construction.
Well, that's even a little tighter. If you've got to be able to get, you have to get permits, you know, all this other.
So, well, why don't you just say, just put a period after the word secured and take out the rest of that sentence.
I think we want it to be just more than secured. So the question is, how do you phrase it?
And ready to begin.
Ready to begin would be be better, but break ground's a little more too specific.
Commence construction?
Or is there one phrase that we can use all throughout? Is there one phrase that we can use all throughout the document that includes everything that's possible for the applicant? So that, like she said, when you look at page one, you might be thinking, oh man, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, I think that our budget hasn't been met would be one thing, or something, but or secured funds to adequately fund. The idea is, do you have enough money to start? But the minute you go down and pull a permit, you've got, in a large project, SDC is right up front, and they don't care.
Yeah.
And billing permits, I mean, the money machine just starts churning.
Oh, yeah.
Can we see the construction process?
No, I wouldn't go to construction. I think you're probably
need
the building process.
I'm not troubled by the permits, even though they have fees, because remember, we're not going to be more than 50% of the project. So they should have money from elsewhere that they could start that.
But usually the same.
Yeah,
what
you have to do is somehow synchronize a lot of things that some say somebody else has to go first, the other says, no, you have to go first.
Right.
What we have to do is sync it, and often you have to fudge, because it's no way everything can go first.
So the last paragraph on the first page says, once a grant has been awarded, the City of Newport will enter into an agreement with the grantee that will spell out the terms of the time frame.
With the funds
We need to tie that to when the matching funds will be released. We need to tie the matching fund release.
Why don't you just move that whole paragraph behind the existing funds are not going to be, the funds will not be distributed until the
terms of the agreement have been met.
And qualify the agreement. Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds a little easier.
Yeah, terms of the agreement, because it's so tailor made for each one.
Right. Each one's different.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So we want to take that. We should just take the funds will not be distributed until the terms of the agreement have been met, and just put it at the very end.
I would leave in matching dollars for the project have been raised and secured and the terms of the agreement.
Yeah, and I would put that as the first, all part of the first sentence.
Yeah, all part of the first sentence.
Okay, there, or would we want to tie that down to the bottom, to the agreement part?
I think you leave it up here.
Well, you're mentioning an agreement that
you... I don't care if we tell them twice to meet the terms of their agreement,
okay?
That's not inconsistent, and sometimes people have trouble with the concept that their agreement requires them to do these.
Yeah, but it doesn't. We haven't mentioned that there is going to be an agreement.
You could move it if you take out the entire part, the entire next sentence.
Well, let's just move the bottom paragraph up.
What you do is you insert that two sentences into the place. We cut a little bit out of the first sentence, attach the agreement in there somehow, and put that up there in that paragraph.
Or just put that first, and then you say the funds will not be distributed to the agreements we met, because then you've said that there's going to be an agreement. I mean, I think that's the
agreement as
Yeah. No, if you just mention the agreement first, so there's going to be an agreement, then you say the funds will not be distributed, because if you're referring to an agreement, you haven't mentioned what it is yet.
So. Okay, just move that up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You move that paragraph.
Put that first.
So you wanted to say the City of Newport will enter into an agreement.
No, you just say take all of this and put it up here first.
Okay.
And then say the funds will not be distributed until the matching dollar for a project had been raised.
But I thought we started talking about breaking
the
ground.
The terms of the agreement have been met.
That gets crossed.
Yeah, that the project breaking ground is
replaced with the terms of the agreement have been met.
Yeah.
Okay, that entire next sentence, I don't like that at all.
Now, where are you?
The existing funds do not need to be distributed in one fiscal year, but may become a working fund that receives an infusion of tax dollars in future budgets and therefore be available as an ongoing source of economic development stimulus for tourism facilities. That has not been decided, so you can't put it in there.
Yeah, but that sentence shouldn't be put in that paragraph. It's what you need, if you're going to put that explanation, is it should be in the first paragraph, which it says there's currently
about
$1 billion funded,
something
and
about
the existing funds do not need to be distributed. Those things go together. The sentence is just in the wrong paragraph.
Well, I guess the point there, Tracy, is that the council is going to approve or disapprove of this, and so do you want to forward that concept to the council or not?
And the concept is the line starting, the existing funds do not need to be distributed in one year. But
I can see where
I like that part of it. The existing funds do not need to be distributed in one fiscal year. Mm-hmm. But it's from
the rest of it.
The rest of that I'm not comfortable with.
Well, I would simply, again, it's something that it says may, and I just think it's in the wrong paragraph. It's not.
Yeah, the word may is the critical one there, Tracy. It doesn't say it will. But is that a recommendation from this committee that you want to try to have this fund be an ongoing fund or not? I mean that.
I don't know if we've talked about it.
Well, this isn't the place to
probably isn't. No, we got to figure
out. So leave it out.
Policy and an application. Yeah.
I think it might be.
I think it needs to be taken out of
after
there.
The word year.
No, just take the whole. Yeah. Sentence.
No, you could take out the existing funds do not to be distributed in one fiscal year because that's appropriate. We may divvy it out as the project progresses, but anything from that point on needs to go away.
Just leave away, that's fine.
Great.
Are you moving that sentence up to the paragraph before it then? The
I would put it up there because that's when you're talking about the amount of the fund.
Yeah.
The existing funds, this is the amount of the fund. Currently there is a contingency of $1 million in the room tax fund, City of Newport budget. The existing funds do not need to be distributed in one fiscal year.
That works. That works perfectly.
That's
City
fine
Council,
thing.
Tourism, people, yeah. I mean, what it is, it's basically, it's a concept that needs to be moved.
Yeah.
So do people feel like the existing funds and moving that and then getting rid of everything after year, everyone has a consensus about that idea? I'm hearing that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Moving on. So the paragraph right now is really more just about the person making an application.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next paragraph, the task force reviews that application.
Mm-hmm.
And so
in that paragraph, is there any stumbling? We've got the word presentations used in a couple of...
Okay, review and rate the applicant. Listen,
the presentation should be about 30 minutes total in length, including a brief presentation.
Yeah. Oh,
10 or 15
too
minutes.
Many.
A similar presentation would be expected. Which one, the first one or the second one?
Well, I would not use presentations. The first, I would say that... something about they'll appear in front of the committee for 30 minutes, but including
the
their presentation is...
Or the interview, the appearance?
Something. You need something about when they're asked to speak rather than calling it the presentation.
So you could just say, I think that's a good word, to say the Tourism Facilities Task Force will review and rate the applications, interview each applicant that qualifies for further review, and mm-hmm. make a recommendation to City Council for awards.
Listen to a presentation at the top becomes interview.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
And then the interview should be about 30 minutes
interview. Total, including a presentation.
Each.
Yeah. a similar interview will be expected before the City Council.
Right, with the presentation and the Q&A.
Right. Just say interview there because it's upset.
And that was a little confusing
to
me also. I don't know. It sounded like you had to figure out a lot of time in your presentation for questions and answers, and that wouldn't be correct.
So the Tourism Facilities Task Force will review and rate the applications, interview each applicant that qualifies for review, and then make a recommendation to City Council for awards. The interview should be about 30 minutes total in length, including a brief presentation of 10 to 15 minutes, and et cetera. That's what I wrote.
Right.
Yeah, but then you're...
A similar interview will be expected for the City Council.
The only thing I'm having a little issue with allowing for ample time for questions and answers.
So you have 10 to 15 minutes of talking at the committee, and at least 15 to 20 minutes for the committee to ask questions. But
well,
the whole total
no
thing,
questions.
The total interview is 30 minutes.
You can,
if nobody has a question, you just limiting yourself to 15 minutes because you thought you had 15 minutes of questions and answers. Questions and answers should be counted against a presentation. It's you guys are the ones taking the time. Now, you say, well, wait a minute, 30 minutes are up, you guys can't ask any more questions. So it's kind of, you know what I mean? It's your time that you are, it's your clock is the question time, it's not their time.
Right. So maybe it sounds like what you're saying is that the presentation should be specified, but not the rest of it.
Right. Yeah.
Q&A is a little bit more come what may.
Yeah. So I'm putting a brief presentation or 10 or 15 minutes and take out allowing ample time for questions and answers?
Yeah.
Well, you just don't have a total length.
Total length is 30 minutes. I can tell you, if you let Mark Colson talk, he'll take an hour or two. So
you wanted to say the interview should include a brief presentation of 10 or 15 minutes, allowing for ample time for questions and answers. So just take out, be about 30 minutes total in length.
Yeah, that's all. Figure you can't do any more than that. And that's
whoever's moderating the Q&A might be the one to say, hey, we need to move on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's right.
And, be more of a moderator.
But
in that situation.
Just say, because there's some projects, you got a slideshow, you might.
Well, some are more complicated than others.
So
you can say the interview will include a brief presentation of 10 or 15 minutes. And allow for ample time.
I wouldn't use that.
We're gonna take out allowing ample time altogether because we're gonna let the task force.
Yeah. So you say the interview will.
No, for your presentation, if you're given a presentation or a speech, and you speech class, they tell you how long that speech has got to be, and if you get dinged both sides, so no more than 30-minute presentation.
Now,
a 30-minute presentation, you want a 10 or 15-minute presentation.
Or a 20-minute presentation.
We spent on 21 then, 10 or 15 is too short.
How long is the right amount, considering that some of them are more complicated than others, and we can say up to blank minutes.
That's a good idea, up to 20.
Up to, because knowing that we can't...
I would say up to.
Apples and oranges.
Yeah, yeah.
Up to, what about up to 20?
Up to 20 would be fine, and then you guys can probably, allow us, if you had that.
So we're taking
your
that ample time for questions out?
That works for me.
Yeah, so
is
somebody
up
read
to
that
20 sound good? I think it's more flexible. What we're doing is actually making our job easier.
Okay, so this is the sentence I have. Okay. The interview will include a brief presentation of up to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Period.
That's
end of sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking out the ample questions for time.
Well, you probably should say something about
and we'll
asking that
questions
there,
and
there's
answers.
Going to be questions asked.
And
not
we'll
necessarily
follow.
Any limit.
And we'll include follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Well,
followed by
questions from the task force.
Questions and answers.
Yeah. Just give something.
Yeah, questions from the task force.
Yeah, because then they won't think, 20 minutes are over, I'm probably trying to leave.
You want to allow that, okay?
So...
the interview will include a brief presentation of up to 20 minutes followed by questions from the task force.
Yeah.
That's good.
Got it.
And
simple
a similar part. Presentation will be expected before the city council.
A similar interview.
The interview will be expected before the city council.
Well, I don't know that the council,
Well, it's not an interview. So
the point there would be that you guys are going to make a recommendation and it would just be a matter of the council being... giving the organizations that have been recommended an opportunity to...
Yeah.
So that the council can...
Similar form would be, you can put form or method, if you don't like the word presentation, some other...
Well, the question might be the word interview in that context.
You will be expected to make a presentation.
You should change yours to presentation because I'm not giving you an interview, I'm giving you a presentation.
How about maybe expected?
Applicants that receive approval from the task force will be expected to or may be expected to present. Make a presentation.
I think at that point, presentation is a better word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody good with that? Okay.
I do like maybe instead of will be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe expected before the...
Yeah, it's just recasting the sentence.
Sure.
From the applicants that receive approval from the task force, that a similar presentation may be expected before the city council.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's legal.
And I don't know. One of the questions I will ask the attorneys is if we have to have... I hope we don't, but if we have to have any kind of an appeal process, so let's say you guys deny somebody somebody says, well, we should have gotten it. How are they? Are they? Is there going to be any avenue for them to appeal to the council?
I think so. Well, and that is in the presentation. Oh, that's right. They
no,
wouldn't
no,
be
no.
forwarded.
This would be
no,
people.
You can't.
Well, that means that we have to make some kind of findings when we turn them down.
No, there's a way.
I know.
No, there
I'm
is
just hoping
a way.
We don't have to go there, but
there is a way. I think the way that the county does it might be a way to go. Now, my economic development board. Recommends out of 30, they recommend 10.
Okay.
However, the county board of commissioners does have the last word because it's their money, but they don't necessarily comb through these applications. They give their own word is final. But they do reserve the right to fund somebody that did not make the cut. But the way that they do it is by finding more money.
More money, usually, yeah.
They don't take away somebody that was recommended before them. They simply add to the total by giving something to call a pet project.
I think we'll just leave it. I think we'll just leave it
leave
unsaid
alone, yeah.
if we can.
And
that
is an appeal.
Just leave it unsaid essentially. And let somebody ask the question.
We're also saying that they're not really competitive with each other.
Yeah.
We already said that in what they're doing here.
Yeah.
The basic problem we may have, we could get 10 perfect projects and they all want $500,000.
Right.
Something's going to have to be chosen because that money isn't here.
Right.
So we have to.
And I think in here we were going to say, could you still do your project if you don't get the full amount? And there was maybe a way of asking that at the very end or something.
I don't know.
That could
be a question.
We might have discussed it, but not put it.
Well, that would be a question maybe you might need to ask or not ask in the process of doing your interviews.
That's always asked.
Depending on what applications you have.
How much money do you really need? If we only gave you half of this, would you still go forward?
And my board definitely funds at below the level. And then during the contract agreement negotiations, you say, we've granted you less than the full amount. Will you be able to do your project? If so, let's come
to it. What are you going to do with this?
You do it?
Are you going to pare your project back, and what will you do with this money?
So that comes into that case-by-case,
And we can leave the appeal part totally out. Feels like we need to have something.
So because
this is not a legal-like planning commission.
No.
So they're bringing an appeal or recommendation. They can make their presentation to the city council, but this can't be hard for them to...
I think it would come from the council by saying, well, we like what you did, but we want to do this thing also. And
theoretically, the council isn't going to know about the other projects.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, unless you guys do a summary to us and say to the council, you do a summary to us and say, here's all the applicants we received, but maybe just a very quick thing about all the things, and these are the ones we chose. So,
that is a little different process than the one I'm used to.
Let's just leave it unsaid. If somebody brings it up, then we'll have to figure out what we're going to do.
I'll just check with Christy about how to protect ourselves against a potential appeal. I mean, it could be something to put this in here that says the council's decision is final. I mean, maybe that's what we do, or she says, well, if this is the case, then... I will get back to you if we have to do something.
Because that word doesn't really come into grants normally.
Well, actually, it would be the task force recommendation. Because if people appeal the recommendation that the task force makes to the council.
Well, they wouldn't appeal that. They would appeal when the council makes the award. Then they would appeal it, and then the council will say, well, what did we base it on? And then they will look back to...
Right.
You guys. That's how it filters back. So, but let me just ask that question.
And if
we have to do something.
Okay. I don't think we have to do anything formally.
Because a grant committee normally, I mean, it's perfectly okay for their word to be final. And if they say it's based on merit, what are you going to argue? I mean, I don't know.
You can only argue it if it's, you might be able to do something in court if it's really gross that it obviously isn't merit.
Yeah.
It's something that a sane, rational person would look at it and say, what the heck?
And I guess the only other thing about that is that you hopefully, in the process of reviewing your grants, your applications, and responding to each applicant that you are willing and ready and able to let applicants who do not receive funding the reasons why. I mean, give them some give them some justification for what you the decision you made, because it always helps that grant applicant on how to fine tune what they do or go back with other things. I mean, I've always done that. When I've written a grant that's been denied, I said, would you be willing to share with me why?
Sure.
So you know what to do next time.
Yeah. And the fact that we have this point system and all of this stuff, I think that's a very good cover your butt method, because it's very objective. I mean, it's
we're
just
making it
there.
Objective.
Yeah. Even though, you know, people's idea of merit might vary, but we are getting pretty detailed compared to, you know, for example, my board. This is more detailed than what they do, and they do a point system, but a very rough one. So I think a lot of work's gone into it. And when people look at it and go, oh, well, this is the purpose of the grant, and so that's why this all makes sense to me, and they feel good about the process that they're all going to be rated on.
So
hopefully, this is a good document.
If we stick with the December 2nd deadline, which is on there right now, we need to fill in these X's underneath general.
Yeah, we wanted to give them 2 or 3 weeks after our decision.
So theoretically, this council would forward the applications to the general public after their meeting on the 17th
of this
October.
Month, maybe.
Yeah, of this month. Mm-hmm. So submit the question by October.
Now, are you saying that the city council is going to pass the application in your regular meeting? Mm-hmm. Is that how you guys are going
to
do it?
Yeah, we have to agree to this whole process.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. And if we do that, then would you want to have submit the question by the end of October?
We wanted to give them at least 2 or 3 weeks to...
This is the pre-question she's giving.
Yeah.
This is like
what I'm talking about, we're backtracking from the due date. We wanted to give them at least 2 or 3 weeks after we give them an answer. And so that's December 2nd. So you back up.
You got 6 weeks in there.
You have 6 weeks in there.
Go so back up maybe two.
If they ask
a month, but you want the time period after, you want to give them so they know ahead of time.
So if you say submit your pre-qualifying question, your preliminary review question by October 28th, then that you guys can reply by November.
Early November, you mean?
You guys could reply at the end of the next week, which would be November 4th.
And there's 30 days
and
almost.
That gives them 30 days.
Yeah. And the only question is whether we're going to get the approval and get it out in October fast enough to meet that time scale.
Right. Well, whatever.
You might have to move it back a week if you're slower.
And then the deadline's going to move too, right? The deadline December 2nd is going to move if the council can't.
We can move the December 2nd deadline because we're really not going to examine things probably until January. So if we moved it to later in December, it doesn't hurt us.
Right.
Getting the job done.
Yeah. So, but I'm just saying if we stick with this current timeline, then October 28th, they would need to give a preliminary question to you guys, and then you guys would have your decision back to them by November 4th.
Why don't you give us just to the 5th? We'll decide on the 4th and get it to the 5th.
But then again...
Because we've been meeting on Thursdays.
Maybe it's a concern, I don't know, but let's just say we approve it the 17th, and there's probably not a lot of folks out there going, what the heck's going on today? And they, oh my gosh, there's an application, let's see if we can, anyway, I think there's more people aware of what's going on, and so if they can't figure out how, if they need to question you by the 28th, they're probably not a real viable project anyhow, you know, in some regards, so.
And it's a request, not mandatory.
Right.
We want to give you plenty of time, so please do it by this date. So
they can do it sooner, they don't have to wait for the 28th.
Okay, so the other thing would be, you could just say, submit your question, and the task force will reply.
I would just say 10. Put the dates in what we
within a week, or you want to just have the dates?
No, I like that idea that you ask them to submit ASAP, but
no later than 28 days or something like that.
The idea is submit the question because we're not going to delay the application.
I guess submit the question by October 1st.
So by implies no later than.
Yeah.
And that you will reply by November 4th. Yeah, so that's a week
Can we
later.
Say the 5th, though, so that I have the afternoon after the meeting to get the letters out?
Well, yeah, the 4th is a Friday.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought, yes, all right.
Yeah, she said that.
Looking at the calendar.
The 28th is a Friday, and the 4th is a Friday.
Okay. That means we can meet on Thursday and get out.
That'll give you,
The questions shouldn't be that extensive, the answer, really.
No.
And so, yes, they need probably something in writing, but it's not going to go on for 20 pages.
This is December 2nd. The last set of X's is December 2nd.
Where is that?
We are looking at the top half of page 2.
Yeah, there's
this. Under general. So let's review the timeline and make sure that we all understand and feel good about it.
Actually, can we back up a little bit? The very first sentence, this section addresses the first year criteria. Remember, we moved that criteria to the first page, of those things. Mm-hmm. So this sentence becomes a little confusing at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, the first two criteria needs to be something like the first two qualifications for funding.
Well, what first two qualifications for funding as stated in the cover page or something like that, because now you're completely out of context.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so qualifications for funding.
As in stated.
Or this section addresses qualifications for funding.
Well, we have the general and we have the specific.
But if they answer no to any of these, then they don't qualify. So this is really just a qualifying page, right?
Yeah.
Qualifications for funding would work.
Yes, it would work.
Yeah. This section addresses the qualifications.
Yeah, it's a lot better than two criteria where they're going scratch
what
my
head. What criteria?
So are we not
this
adding
section
the
addresses
as stated
the
on the
qualifications
page?
For funding?
And we're not adding as stated on the instructions page?
Yeah, I like that. Okay. We can add as stated on the instructions page.
Well, I don't think they want to go that far. I don't think we have to.
No, we have to go back and compare it.
Yeah, just the qualifications.
I think
All right.
I want to go back one more to the qualifications.
Okay.
The first qualification says these funds were created by transient room tax collections. There are legal restrictions on how much money may be spent. I thought it was going to say on how the money may be spent.
Right.
And if the legal requirements are not met, the project cannot be funded. So we changed the word much to the.
Because there isn't how much
money may be spent and the legal requirements are
not met. That looks like a kind of a typo thing, and I'm glad you caught that because it totally fixes it.
Okay. That was
very good. We got to catch all these typos we can. Because of all
these first two sentences may or may may change as we parse through what the attorney says, right? Everybody understands that.
Sure. Yeah. Legal restriction on how much money, but it's on how the money.
Yeah.
How the money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the number one and two are gonna will be parsed out by the attorneys.
Okay.
A minor matter. Shouldn't the pages be numbered?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if you want to start with the cover sheet is one or start with.
I would think the cover sheet is really just going to end up being the instruction page. It's not part of the application.
Let's start with City of Newport Tourism.
Yeah. You can number the application pages because there's more than one page involved.
You do number.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I think it makes it better. And it's possible that, the number has a footer just saying, that all the pages say that this is the grant application. I don't know. Maybe that's not necessary.
Well, they can do that as part of it.
So short.
Yeah. It can be done.
You could say one of five, however.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Yeah. Anything more on the section below the word general?
Do we actually need somebody to screen any of this to make sure that they are indeed a nonprofit organization or anything that has to do with qualifying?
You've asked for that as an attachment.
If they've got a 501c from the IRS, that would be
So we don't need to make sure.
I'm sure if it says Lincoln County, we'll figure it out. It's a government agency.
And there is one thing that we came across on our application for the county fund where at the very end we ask for a signature by a person in a
authorized
leadership position. An authorized individual in the organization. And the reason we did that was we got one application from a fire district that was done by a member of the fire department, and the chief knew nothing about it. And when we found out, the committee found out that the chief wasn't aware of the application, it got thrown away. So this, I'm not anticipating trouble, but that something that we added, that signature thing is something we added because of a need that we ran across.
You could have run the, let's see what you did the first
page. So is there a place for a signature, or should we ask for one or not?
You could ask for that in your attachments in that.
Well, you might just put on your front page here too.
Or a copy of the minutes from a board meeting that says.
Well, let's see if it is covered in the attachment.
Governing body has approved the application. I mean, we have to do that at the city all the time.
Yeah, we always have to do that.
What?
We have to have some assurance that
the city council has approved
that it's an approved application by the governance of the.
Well, you just put an attachment authorization from the approval from the organization governing body approving or something. It's
now would that be an attachment or a part of the existing form? Where does that fit?
If they authorize it, it'd be something like minutes of the meeting, so they'd have to be able to give you some sort of, I would say.
Oh, no. I think a signature is good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Because you want a signature saying that it's
and what their title is.
Title is. A signature and title would be the two things.
Because if it's a nonprofit, it's either going to be the top staff or the board chair.
And it's right on the application.
You got to send it. It has to be a piece of paper you're submitting, so you might as well have them sign it in title right there. Just put signature.
So maybe on that very top page one, where they have they're filling in all their
submitted by.
No, we moved this to page. Okay,
this is
never
the instruction
mind.
Page. Yeah, page one. Yeah,
okay.
Don't worry about that. There's ways in the signature block to take care of that.
Yeah,
contractually, you have the president sign, and then you have someone.
So
says,
in the contractual
the
part, we
handle
that. You don't have to go that far, and what you have to do is authorize by and have a signature by and authorize.
So, but it's a good point. We'll just make sure that topic is taken care of. So
and we can do that right in this thing right here.
Oh, are we doing it in the contract?
No, it'll be whoever signs the application.
Okay, so we do need a signature block on the application.
But the signature's usually
on
the
application.
But whatever.
And we could just have it in the instructions. You not no more than 5 pages followed by the signature of an authorized individual.
I'll take the front page.
Okay, then anything more on page one? Page one items.
Or page two.
No. Well, page two, we're calling it page one now.
Oh, okay.
Page and one the, of the application.
And then the first one, we're calling instructions. Okay, yeah, okay. So I'm gonna start calling it page one, and you can follow along with that. Anything more on the general, the yes-no section, let's call it, the yes-no section.
I have a little bit of issue with the word indemnified, personally.
With where?
Well, the proposing organization indemnifies the City of Newport from financial liabilities incurred.
Basically, it says you would release or something like that, but indemnify means you got to go out. You're on the hook for.
You have to have a lawyer.
Sometimes it's just a paragraph in the contract. It's not necessarily.
So that word needs to be.
Release.
That word needs to be.
Indemnify means if you get sued.
Checked
take
by a city attorney. They'll read this before we go with it.
Right.
Let's flag the word and try to improve it if we can.
Yeah,
I mean,
if someone sues you, then all of a sudden you're paying for now the city's attorney.
Yeah.
And wait a minute, they just sue everybody. They don't care. You know.
It's more about the financial liabilities part anyway. Right.
Yes.
So we have to figure out what's the right word there.
Yeah.
Well, let's try to improve the word if that can be done.
Yeah.
You know, with the advice of the city on that.
Jim?
I guess my point is this is going to be part of the contract. I mean, you can
take that out.
Could we take it out?
Yeah, because the contract.
It'll be in the contract anyway.
The idea is if you take it out here, they may be surprised later that it's included.
Do we want to give them any sort of a heads up that this is the kind of contract you're going to be looking at?
I think we parsed through that when we were parsing through.
If they aren't willing to check the yes box right there, then they shouldn't go any farther.
That's the only thing. That's why it's really kind of concerning to just put that identify.
But the application is obviously
not. But
you have two different problems. Identification records, third party. Release is just first and second party. You're releasing each other. You don't release a third party claim. You indemnify against a third party claim.
Well, see, you know more about the legal stuff, but generally for other people here, it's really scary.
Not asking for a bond. Indemnifying just means it doesn't necessarily. That's part of the contract.
But necessarily, in this...
It's something
right,
we just have
right
to
up front, it's kind of a scary thing. I'm sorry, later you can scare them to death. They don't want to sign, but...
We want to have something so that they're aware that there's going to be an issue, but we don't want it to deter anybody.
Right. Christy can help us to get
right. What I'll do is take that out of there, and out on the page before, which now doesn't have a number under where after it says you have to sign a contract.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just put it in the instructions.
Okay, it's in the instructions. I mean, at least it's there.
Yeah.
So people are aware.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. We're taking things out.
Where are we putting that?
It's going to be on the instructions page. Underneath this business about agreements with the city.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just have a little...
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a great place for it. But it should be up front, I think, because people need to know that they're...
So what is going to be on page one, the new page one, is this comprehensive enough for what we need for the general section? I mean, you guys went over it last time, so I'm just figuring it's okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing that should be there that's not there, so let's move on.
Right.
Project description page, let's call it page two.
And you're taking the last sentence is gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other than that, I don't think we need anything to do on this page.
This is very, very minor, but I would take the sentence, the total narrative should not exceed 5 pages, and I would put it in bold type at this location. It's going to be under project description. It's going to be with the changes. It'll be the last sentence. The total narrative should not exceed 5 pages. I'd like to see that bold at that point.
That's fine.
That's fine with me. How about other people?
Good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It makes it jump out and
capital letters.
It's a very
now powerful. The next thing. Summary description of the project. This is something that Peggy and I just flipped out.
What's that?
Quickly. This wording. You guys haven't seen this wording before. This is something we added.
What is it?
It says, in as few words as possible, summarize the project so that reviewers have a general sense of the project.
I wouldn't say as few words. I would say in a few sentences because a few words, I can give you two or three words to describe a project, but it's going to leave you with a big blank.
Yeah.
Well, I guess then my confusion is with this narrative now when you do that is where does the narrative part stop and start?
The narrative starts here.
Where they answer the questions.
Okay. But what we want to do is have them start with an initial statement about what the project is.
So that'd be your summary description.
Right. That's a summary description.
So that'd be the 5 pages? Or would
that's the start of the 5 pages. It's a few sentences at the top of the page.
All right.
Right.
Just so that when you're reading through the rest of the information, you kind of at least know what we're talking about.
So, but I mean, for the next 4 pages, is that narrative?
Yes.
All goes
yes.
in the narrative.
Okay.
Well, you mean we've already cost them 4 pages just to fill out this form, so they get one extra page?
No, this doesn't count.
The narrative. Some of these things are going
to
check boxes or have a short answer, but when they get to the narrative, they can elaborate. Yeah. Okay.
That was my original assumption, but then you said these 4 pages counted in the narrative.
No.
You're going to allow people to enter stuff here.
The summary description of the project is part of the narrative.
But the total cost of the project, the amount requested, that'll all be
this listing is part of the application as well.
But it's not part of the narrative.
They can put it in if they want to, but they don't have to. This is to give us a quick review of what those things are. In other words,
so you're kind of talking around it. I just want to figure out, they get the 4 pages plus 5 more pages, right?
Right.
Okay. That needs to be clear because it wasn't clear.
Okay. So we want to fix this section at the beginning.
So you say the total narrative in addition to the
application
should not exceed...
There you go.
Okay, just put it there.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I wonder if there should be an explanation about the points that are behind each heading here to, in the beginning, to explain there's points allotted for each section, and then they have the 25 point at the end of the attachment. It doesn't have a.
We're going to give them a copy of the judging sheet as well as part of it.
Right, but just to explain what the numbers mean when they go through it.
They'll have the copy. Yeah.
Oh, they will. Okay.
Yeah, they'll have a copy of the judging sheet.
Oh. Okay.
The criteria sheet.
Okay.
We haven't developed.
Okay.
I have a clarification to Jim brought up the idea that that doesn't include the attachments.
So the total
not including the attachments.
Right. In addition, the total narrative, in addition to the application and excluding the attachments, should not exceed 5 pages. However you want
to.
Yeah, that has to be the production.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how,
I think it's important to make that clear, as John mentioned.
Yeah,
it's, if you're just looking at it, you're going total, what is total?
Total, the total narrative, in addition to the application, parentheses, excluding attachments, should not exceed 5 pages.
So if you were, just think about if you're the person trying to, submit an application and you've got, you got fill in the blanks and check boxes, and then you have a question that needs an answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if I was going to do this and submit an application, I would fill in those blanks and use this form just right where it is. So where it says, what is the timeline for the completion of this project, I would just type my answer right there and just bump everything down.
Well,
so how are we going to, how are you going to include these pages as separate from?
Why don't we just say 10 pages?
Just don't put any pages.
Well, the whole idea was to limit its length, so we need to put some kind of page.
Does that make sense? I mean, if you're physically, if you guys are reading it, you don't want to have to read this and then go to some other page.
Well, if it was me,
to include the whole thing.
If it was me, I would make a second or I'd attach a page that said summary description of the project, fill this out, and attach it. Then I would do the next section. I would do tourism spending, type it on one page, attach it.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't go in order.
No, I would go project description, and then I would do attach this to the back of it, because you're asking me to fill in this.
But don't you, as you guys are rating this, you really want to just see an answer filled in these blanks, see the check boxes, but then you want to see the question. What is the time frame? Should be time frame, right?
Yep, time frame.
Uh-huh.
For completion of the project, and you want to read that answer right then and there. Then you want to go to the next one, and you want to read the answer right there. You want it all.
Well, these were potentially for narrative, which we didn't expect them to necessarily write. We expect them to write the narrative. So the question is whether they're going to use this as a separate, with an effort narrative,
yeah,
as a separate
true.
Document, or are they going to take this, write the sentence out, write the answer, write the sentence out.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Write the answer. They could do it either way. That's flexible. Either one could be happen. But
what do you guys want? What's going to be easy for you guys when you're reading it?
Do we want to have a little in brackets instructions included in the narrative in each one of these question ones, where that directs them to put it in the
to be included in the narrative, and then
well, I think that's up in the project description, the basic sentences we have at the start.
Yeah.
Take a look at that and see if that answers your question.
Well, I don't think you need to restrict them to one way or another way, as long as they if they answer the question. So maybe you could say the total narrative should not exceed 10 pages, including the application itself.
That would be okay.
That's a good idea.
Does that add up to 10 or does it add up to 9?
Yeah, that's we're giving an extra page.
It's giving them an extra page or the cover page.
Well, this page counts. The first page counts. That's just a fill in the blank thing. So that counts too.
Total 10.
You've got 5 here.
Are you going to kick somebody out because they have 11 pages?
Yes.
10 pages.
Well,
if they can't edit it down, that's the problem. Okay. Even when you
usually you're supposed to follow instructions.
You have a limited number of pages for the Court of Appeals unless they give you permission to exceed.
So it's going to say the total narrative should not exceed 10 pages, including application.
Yeah, because they're going electronic.
So that has to go at the very beginning too, right?
Well, I just have the total narrative should not exceed 10 pages, including application, excluding attachments.
That's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Well, should not.
Well, yeah, and then the should means that they slide over. Then
oh, should.
Well, that paragraph,
yeah, it keeps a little
softer
bit.
Than should. What should is?
I would say should. I don't think you want there, none of these projects and none of these questions, when you have single spaced, a good 5 pages, they should be able to give us a very good idea of what they're doing in that contract. I mean, it's not that short. It's, you know, 12-point type. I can put a lot of information there.
Yeah, so I think the way you have this description.
I think the way you have this formatted is that people are going to answer each question with a paragraph.
One by one.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going to include a narrative which covers all the answers. They're going to actually go through here and go one by one and answer with a few sentences on each one.
Right. If this is a Word document, they can do that.
That would be okay.
Some sort of a thing where it's not PDF, you can't add, you have to retype everything and all that stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, making it an open Word document is then they can alter things like that.
Yeah. You'll find that out. Right.
You can word it one way or the other. You can say, answer these questions, or you can say, please answer these questions in the body of your narrative. And then that's a whole different thing, but then your check boxes and your fill in the blanks should be separate from your questions. I don't know, it's kind of hard. I think I would just leave it like this, and most people are just
don't make that complicated. Yeah.
I think the explanation up on top gives them enough direction to do it.
Okay.
I don't think
they
have to do it.
And they could have a preference of one way or another as far as style, but if they get across the language of what's needed, it'll be there either way, and I'd like to be flexible because people do have differing styles, but they have to cover that material. So we did change it from 5 to 10, and including all these pages to make it possible to go through it inch by inch. And does that work for people?
It says should, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The very last sentence on page 5 is again a reference to the number of pages.
Well, where are we now?
Change the very last.
Very end. Okay.
Move that to 10. Yeah.
Not exceed.
10-page limit.
Yeah.
Don't use the word narrative.
And no narrative.
10-page application limit.
I just
take
10-page limit.
10-page limit.
Okay.
You have 10 pages.
Well, now if you use the word limit, is that different from should?
Maybe it's your should.
Sure, yeah. I just need
limit.
Limit.
Yeah. I don't think it was wrong.
Okay.
Okay. You want to impress upon them that we're giving them, we think that's enough space, and you know, if they can't get creative, if they need a little more space, quite frankly, you can chuck the margins in the proportional type, and I'm sorry, but you can get a lot of information in 10 pages if you're motivated.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. We're giving them actually more flexibility with the 10 than we did with the 5, but hopefully it won't be too burdensome for us, for the reviewers and the council.
Well, not everybody's going to take all those pages either, I think.
Let's hope.
Do you want to say, instead of use additional sheets, do you want to say use additional space as necessary?
Well, I would prefer, if I were doing this, I would like it. Because otherwise, you're going to, like Nicole said, you're going to have to, each one, like these question marks, you're going to have to either attach a separate page to it or...
Yeah, and that would be... painful for you guys to have to review. What you really want is the answer.
Why don't we tag this on at the end at all? By the time they've gotten to the end, they're done. I think it should be up above attachments.
I think what they're trying to do is remind people again that they'll get in on the space, and it's not bad to remind them.
I agree. It should be up above attachments.
Remind people.
Yeah, put that above attachments.
Okay, above attachments.
Because the attachments don't count in the page count.
Now, these 5 attachments, this number 5 time frame, have they not addressed it enough in their narrative, and we need it as an attachment? I'm not sure why number 5 is there.
Space instead of sheets.
Attachment number 5. It just caught my eye, that's all.
Well,
because we did sort of ask for it already.
Yeah, we did. What is the time frame for completion of the body?
Yeah, but do you want something? Sometimes they have a diagram or a
one of those sharp things, so that they can attach that.
Well, I think that maybe you would put optional behind that or something. Something that...
I'd like to make it optional because that's less to do.
Yeah.
You know, less to wade through.
If you're asking it twice.
Yeah.
Well, that's only a completion and also fundraising. We want to make sure that we don't want to try to fund something that goes...
Time frame from...
Yes, thank you, John.
Time frame, thanks, John. Time frame from fundraising to project completion.
I think it's important. I would leave it as required. And if they choose to make attachment 5 just a sentence or two, that's their choice. We don't say...
Yeah.
Well, the only thing is you
could combine 4 and 5 together easily, and that.
Well, you could, but I bet the question is why are you asking it twice this year?
I think it's important.
There's two different things.
It's the same information. What I'm getting at here, page 2 and page.
One's a summary, though. One's an actual time frame.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to do it that way.
So that's more detail that we are requiring, and not that we're.
As long as they don't feel that they have to put all that information twice in both.
If it gets to that, well, they'll probably say see so paragraph such and such on next page.
See so and so.
So you're thinking that what is the time frame for this place? And they could put 3 years up here, and then you want a longer timeline.
You want maybe something concrete or a diagram or whatever.
Yeah, well, it says, in the first year we're going to do this piece, and the second year we're going to do this piece, and the third year we're going to do this piece, so you know.
Okay, in that case, you put detailed or something.
So maybe that question on page 2 should just be different. It should say, what is the
anticipated
length of the project?
I don't think changing the sentence helps.
Well,
I think it's
if we leave it as is, we're not really harming anything.
We're not in conflict.
We're sure it's repetitious, but maybe it's okay to just leave it as is.
When do you anticipate the project will be completed? I mean, that could be another way to say it. At page 2.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Mm-hmm. Because then you're not asking for details. You're just saying, this we're looking at, completion. Our goal is to complete it by 2015.
Well, so you're saying start the sentence with when? And ask it that way?
When do you anticipate
completion of the project?
Of the project.
Isn't that the intent of that question?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And not actually for a time frame like April, May, June, 2011.
Right.
Okay. Because they're not burning up their valuable narrative getting into that when they're going to attach it anyway.
Some grant people look at this stuff. Oh, they didn't fill
when
out
do you anticipate right? completion water, of the project?
You don't want to get that...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've fixed something on page 2, asking for more of a date of completion. People feel, and then they're going to attach more detail, and we're leaving the attachment as is.
Right.
Okay. Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got it.
And it might be very feasible, or would be very obvious to me. I think probably to you guys when you're rating it that they could put the whole time frame together from fundraising to completion of the project. It might be one attachment, but it would cover 4 and 5.
Sure.
And that wouldn't you guys wouldn't care about that.
No.
You don't have to separate them out.
No. Yeah.
Since we've been on 5, I would put the word required in parentheses after attachments.
After the word attachments.
Or just before or required attachments?
Required attachments.
Yes. Be fine.
Okay.
As part of the title.
I do want to put a little emphasis there that the attachments are required.
Yeah, because there are cases where they're optional in other things, so that this would make that.
And you're going to say executive summary of the business plan, including a budget.
Right. I would also move the additional 24 points up to and above your required attachments. I'm not sure.
Because you put it up there, but with that, all the others they put it up above.
Right, and then I'm not sure I want the 4 overall viability. I'm not sure that's quite what we want.
Yeah,
to say
we didn't know what to do there with that.
Now, what was the discussion that came up with this additional 25 points? I think I might have missed this.
It's just for the committee to use as a general sense of the project. Your overall gut feeling, this is an incredible thing. It's going to, like this is sure to be good and happen.
And it gets you to the 100.
It gets you to 100 total.
Perfectly, you get 100, but in some areas you might get 5, but you could gain 25 points here because we feel really good.
I think this is a good way to do it because you're taking viability and just putting it into the coloration of everything. Does the budget match the description? Does the Does the budget make sense? Does the, you know, all of the different things, does the history of the organization support the idea that they can even do it, you know?
And that, and so, your experience as an economic development director as a, would attach a different weight to that than an artist or an attorney or a businessman. So,
and what would happen is during this 25-point thing is that all of these would viewpoints would be blended.
Right.
Eventually.
Yeah.
And because viability is squishy, but it's very, very real.
Yeah, but the, I'm not sure I want to say for overall viability. I'm not sure I like that language.
And I'm not sure you put in parentheses either. You might as well just state it right up front. You could, 25 points could be, it are
maybe awarded.
Maybe awarded for, you know, something, but you're right.
Yeah, you don't need to be parenthetical.
Maybe awarded, period, you know.
Yeah, just be awarded.
Well, all the other point amounts are in parentheses, and so I don't know if you want to...
All the other point amounts are in parentheses.
And, so where is the best place for this additional piece?
Well, I was thinking about the tax, but the question is whether it should be anywhere else. I'm not sure.
Well, or you could just say... You could say 25 points.
Well, have we explained the scoring on this?
No, we have to show you're going to have a scoring sheet attached. So you could say 25 points C scoring sheet.
You said 25 overall.
Then well,
in this case, you would say additional points awarded, and then it's a bold point, and then you put 25 points. You know, that's how you want to keep parentheses. And you, this
or
is the actual category.
Overall project, 25 points.
Something like that.
But now the applicant has no way of looking at that and going, how do I get the points or not? I have no
idea. Well, you don't. I think that would be a little explanation because there's nothing they can fill out.
Leave that out,
and then you're going to attach the scoring sheet. So they, when they look at the scoring sheet, they'll see that there's a 25-point place at the bottom, and what the intent of that 25 points is.
You could do that.
Well, I think you might as well
just leave it clear off the application,
Or you might just state right in the at the back here that 25 points can be awarded by the committee.
Yeah, they're 25.
But they're going to see that on the scoring sheet.
Well, you might as well say it right up front. You know, I'm just letting them know. Yeah. They don't see it. Yeah. Just say two places.
Yeah.
So is it going to have the word additional? Because that makes it looks like extra points that are not. So the base is 75 rather than.
Right. No, the base is 100.
The base is 100.
So you're going to say overall, what was the word you used?
Oh.
Overall.
After so other, underneath
overall
other.
Project.
Overall project. Mm-hmm. And put 25 points. And that's
okay.
All.
Okay.
Yeah. Just
leave that's fine.
And move it above attachment.
Then the scoring sheet will have the wording.
Now we've got. I want to do a time check because we've spent a lot of time without talking about the scoring sheet yet. So I want to try to, you know, move towards the point where the council can really be final about it and feel good about it. And do we have a draft of the judging sheet? No. Or is it what's contained in here? I was supposed to bring it today.
Oh,
God.
I had a couple very small things on page 4 of this application instruction.
Why don't we just wrap up the instruction and then do what we can with the time that we have together?
Yeah.
Okay.
On page 4, about a third of the way down, it says all of the above, and I'm confused by that, all of the above.
Yeah, I know. It's all
you are where?
About a third of the way down.
That's related to facility usage. Uh-huh. It's all of the above, which means everything.
Oh.
All these little separate, distinct things. Are you going to do all of them or not? I suppose that's why.
Now,
if you're going through,
check all the boxes.
It says check all that apply. So if you check them all, then you have. Then all the above have
to just take that out.
Just take it out. Yeah, it's not really. Don't confuse me.
Let's take it out. I agree. It's I don't understand it anyway.
Yeah.
And then another little thing.
Yes.
About two-thirds of the way down, will the project attract repeat visits during a single visit?
Yeah.
I think that's very awkward.
Trip? Instead of visit the second time?
Repeat visits.
Single
day.
Well, you have two different types of visits. You have
single
a visit
day.
To the installation, or you have the visit to the area as a tourist. So, the visit to the facility.
Well, I think the idea there was, if you're going to stay for a couple of days, you're going to go twice.
So why don't you use the word stay?
Yeah. So during a single stay, stay is probably the best.
Yeah. Stay season year to year. I like that.
Stay. Okay, stay.
Very minor that way.
Thank you. No, it's not minor. It's great. Oh, it's helpful.
We've got a couple of spacing errors in here. We've got a couple of places where she took out the line.
Well, we took out lines, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of extra spaces
in
there.
Yeah, take out lines and so forth. Yeah.
And maybe that question needs to be put down instead of attached to the end. All the questions are single.
Well, they're kind of tied together. I think we tied them together when we were doing our parsing last time, but maybe not.
I don't remember, but I think they should be just listed separately.
Which is the project to track is a tag question to a particular new demographic.
But
or is it separate?
They're related concepts, but I'm saying that they would read scan better if they're two separate questions and not attached to each other. So okay. Just putting them in the spacing, keeping them together helps.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you guide, is there any suggestion to change, make a change?
No, I think she
just leave it?
Just spacing.
Oh, okay. Who does, yeah.
Okay.
It's not changing, it's spacing.
Yeah.
Other things that are substantial, that are I would say more than typos and more than editing and more than formats and stuff. Anything substantial.
What about if an applicant has just general questions about a question like this one? What is a local livability component?
Now, where are you?
This is on the last page there.
Final page.
Yeah, and it's just a question like, okay, what if you don't understand that? Who does a person contact? Or is this like make do with the best you can with it? Or,
well, I think we want to make the application as self-explanatory as possible.
Okay. So
we want to avoid questions if we can. And is there something we can do to improve that?
Right. But just in general, if anybody has a question, is it going to be addressed by a member, or is it just going to be, whatever? I mean, there's going to probably be a lot of questions people have as they go through it. You know.
I think the only ones we really wanted to address ahead of time was whether or not it qualified if there were legal restrictions.
Okay. I think
to stop them from having to go through
the whole thing,
because it may be a waste of effort.
And everybody's concept of local livability components might be different, and the applicant might bring out items that we never thought of.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is to control it to a point, but at a certain level, they're going to have to describe.
And the thing about not taking questions, by taking a question, you're helping somebody, and you're giving them an advantage that's not fair.
I guess this. No.
You know what I mean?
How about this?
But if you don't understand it.
On that, if one applicant asks a question, give that question and answer to everybody.
Yeah.
So, that's almost like opening that can of worms. I mean,
it's the best thing.
So they can ask a question.
They can ask a question.
Well, we don't say yes. We don't say no. If someone asks, then we consider the question.
Yeah.
And then we would give.
As an example here? Again, if people want to fill this out, you're saying what is? If you could make it more, is there or something that they can answer short or long? If they don't have an answer, they're required to fill this out.
Well, so I mean, the other thing we can do is on the website, we could have a frequently asked question. So as questions come up, Peggy, whatever question was asked and whatever answer was given would just be added to the FAQ for that.
Yeah. I think that might be good because you're being fair that way and not
everybody has access to the information.
Because you know what,
we can do that.
I'm just very concerned that somebody would get help and the other person didn't get help.
How about this other one too? Is where you can get through.
And theirs becomes more competitive.
How is the project energy efficient? You just leave that out. Is the project? If you're asking a question, but now it has to be energy efficient.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you want them to tell how they're planning.
I think you do.
Well, I know, but
it's a modern building, you're not going to not be.
Well, that's true, but you want to see.
Do you want to know
the engineering details of how it is energy efficient,
if their particular project has a really incredible design that's going to make it super energy efficient, you want to give them the opportunity.
No, I like the question's important. Yeah. I just wonder how detailed you want.
They have 5 pages. They have 6 pages. They're not going to be able to give you 200 pages of engineering diagrams.
But they could just say that we're making the decision that we're going to become platinum LED. We're designing and building this project under platinum LED.
All I'm saying is make it the project. But you're saying how it is. But
yeah.
Well, they could still do a short answer. Okay. Yeah. Even with how, they could make it short, and that would be fine. Any more changes? And we've decided to refer them to the website whenever they do have questions, so that'll help.
Yeah, that's good.
So you demonstrated to us, showed us a picture of your rating sheet you used for your economic development applications.
Right.
I think we just expected that the criteria that we had by the judging points would be just put into a chart.
Yeah.
Someone can
Excel.
Handle the survey and the importance.
And the idea is we just want to have that chart be available as part of the application, so when people are filling in the application, they see what the judging sheet's going to be like.
So
can you generate that? Or?
Yes, I can. Now, when we have the judging sheet, would we have that be a part of the instruction section or at the very back of the application? I mean, how should we distribute it?
I think it's a separate sheet, not necessarily in either one of those.
Uh-huh.
It's part of the packet.
Just say this is the judging sheet.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And
it's kind of separate with the instructions, but...
Yeah, they can have it.
And, you know, the whole idea would be that the columns are the things that you have, 10 points for this column and 15 for that item. And it would be completely coherent with the...
questions.
You know, there's kind of like some broad areas that we came up with.
Well,
it
relates back to that survey that John did.
Yes.
And the ranking, and that's why we have the project description. For instance, we start with budget planning. Budget, you get 25 points.
Yeah.
And all of these questions is how we want to delimitate how
we're going to go back.
So the name of the applicant is the first column. The name of the project is the second. And the amount of the request, these are all the informational for the panel to have. And so you have the dollar amount.
That's a collation of the judging. What about are you going to have a separate sheet for each application that you would fill in regards to the criteria?
Does that
make sense to assign points on or not?
Well, yeah, that's the summary sheet where you compare all the projects.
Right.
What he's talking about is
a page page per project.
One page related to the project, which deletes the scoring of the five categories and the additional 25 points, where we can go down and rate the questions and then come up with the total of the comparisons.
Okay. If we had one page per project, that that would be different than, you know, the spreadsheet way.
Right.
But
the spreadsheet would be...
Because you're going to collate all those one sheets into one.
On another spreadsheet,
You take the totals and they become part of your summary where you compare
I think what Carolyn's thinking, though, is you fill in each one as you go along, so each individual has one for each project. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying, Carolyn?
Mm-hmm. Each individual judger
has one of those. Mm-hmm. Yes, and then
exactly
she compiles all of those to one, so that not each... Each person for each application has one.
Oh, I see,
each person has one score sheet for all of the applications.
You have application 1, 2, 3,
well, I think
1 through 10
both.
Going
both,
down.
Yeah.
Three phases. I get what you're getting at. Each of the reviewers have their score sheet. It gets compressed into one score sheet for all of those reviewers on that particular applicant, and then those applicants get compressed onto another score sheet as a total overall.
Yeah,
that all the projects are ranked.
Right.
Is that what you're about?
It can definitely be done that way.
Next week has to finalize all that.
But we do want to distribute it to, you know, when we distribute it as the judging page, we're going to put, what are we going to put on the page like this that's above and beyond business plan and budget 25 points? Then we'll have like several different things.
I don't think about
well,
it.
I think each section, you don't have five sections.
By the end of the 13th.
Yeah.
I think there was five.
To get it into the packet.
Yeah, five sections plus anything. I think you just have a general score for each section.
I really like to get it into the packet.
Did they get 25 points in this section? Yeah, they got all 25 points, and here's why. I don't think you have to score each question within each section.
Okay.
No, that'd be tough.
Yeah, I think that would be too tough to do.
Okay. Well, then I will just, give you guys the page the way it would look to the applicant, hopefully.
Copy it to everybody. Yes. And then I do think you guys, we do need to meet again one more time next week, a week from today. Okay. If we can meet a week from today, then that will give Nicole time, if we get a final draft, final draft to the council. Okay. Then she can get in the packet and the council can discuss it and we can move forward with it from the meeting of the 17th.
And that...
If I can interrupt, I think we got just a tad bad news because we have to have everything ready by next Wednesday.
She said she could get
it
in the packet.
But if they completely finish it Thursday by noon, I can get it in.
The attorneys want it 1 week.
Oh, they want to review it?
Well, but we'll give them this. The attorneys now...
Well, the other thing, Jim, is the attorney needs to see it
before it goes to the council, and 2 days won't be enough.
If the council signs off on the general application process and things, and we still have to have the attorney approve it, we can wait. We can do that after.
Before
the applications are released to the.
Okay. How about trying to have a final draft without having a meeting?
I mean, that's what I'm hoping.
It's a matter of her incorporating all it in, which can get complicated, but maybe what we need to do is, if she could get it out to us, we take a look at it, maybe email a few questions, but try to say if that's right or not without having an extra meeting.
Well, I'm kind of hopeful that we could do that, because I think we did the application part. We have a judging sheet, which is going to be just real cut and dry. Very wordy.
No, less wordy, better.
We'll have information from the attorneys by the end of the day.
Carolyn, can you have the judging sheets to me by Tuesday?
Because I think all we're trying to do is make sure whatever we've just done is...
We need to send it out to everybody before...
If she sends it to me, I'll finish it.
Send it to everybody.
But I mean, she needs to send it out to get feedback.
Well, if she sends it to me, I'll fix this. I'll send it all out at the same time for feedback.
We're getting to the point where, like I said, there's a few spacing errors.
In one email. That way we don't have to...
Yeah, because I feel bad I didn't have it ready.
Just email it to me, and then when I have this done, I'll send it all out.
Yeah.
We basically got it.
And the score sheet is just going to have categories of points, and you're going to have to do there.
So if for some reason we run into a huge roadblock, we may have to have another meeting.
Right.
Probably not.
It's a matter of reviewing what's finally compiled.
Now, next Thursday is very bad for me. I mean, just as long as
I... Yeah, so it wouldn't work anyway then. So are you going to be able to come to the council meeting on 17th as the chairperson?
No, but I will assign somebody.
Anybody and everybody who would like to come to the council meeting on the 17th, that would be great, because then we can...
Field questions.
And just support it. Just support it.
That's going to be 17th.
It would be an action item, so it doesn't have to be... It would be sometime early in the agenda, before 7, between 6 and 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Wouldn't be a public hearing.
No, that's right.
And I don't feel like I'm essential. I just feel like as many people from the committee can, and a minimum of one.
And the council's had one work session based on your drafting as far as we were.
So it's not brand new.
So they're aware of it. They're aware of where we are.
No one raised any flags. So
good.
Yeah.
So, okay, thank you, everybody. We're so close. And I mean... It's the fewer meetings, the better, and I just think we're really close.
It's just a matter of whether or not we've been comprehensible to Nicole and how fast she can get it out.
I'm
not going to tell you when I'm going to have it out, but I will have it out Monday at least. By the end of the day on Monday.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the judging thing, and then she'll have that to distribute as well. And it is just following the application, it'll be very rudimentary. But the other two parts, we'll show them that they're being judged later. All of the compiled part, we're not gonna deal with that.
I don't need to see that.
No.
Yeah, just give them and I'm not sure that having that sheet is going to be all that important with the application, because of how we're specifying it in the application.
If people think they want it, it can't hurt, it's going to be one page, so
you could shrink it down to a smaller print, but you might need more. If you're going to write in little boxes why you felt this, some narrative for those points, that would be space, but you can shrink that up.
Well, fit it all on one page,
per
applicant at this point, and we'll do our own spreadsheet later.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can only need a page, you can attach it to it, you know.
Okay, and it gives them a little bit more of an idea what, how do I get judged, and I think that